Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline. Did we just drop? I can't hear anything. Trevor, you there? You got me? I got you. Sorry. Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in Paul Gustafson, former offensive lineman for Brigham Young University. He's an organizational design and behavior guru. He's the author of Running Into the Wind, as well as Team of Leaders. Paul, how you living?
Hey, great to be with you. You know, the brand of ESPN and Ben Criddle, doesn't that have a nice ring to it?
I like it. I don't know if the fans like it. I don't know if they like my opinions or my voice for that matter, but I like the sound of it. Paul, you were down at BYU this last Friday, and I think you were in the room where Bronco Mendenhall was addressing the alumni. He opened it up for a Q&A. There were three questions. What were those three questions? Do you remember?
Sure. You know, first thing I would say is oftentimes questions aren't questions. They're statements. But nevertheless, I will say that. So the first question had to do with three local sons of former players that had chosen not to go to BYU, even though that they had been recruited by BYU. And it was sort of, you know, did we try hard enough? So Bronco took it head on and said, we were there. He said, I was there in their homes. We gave everything that we could, in fact, more in terms of that. And they chose to go elsewhere. That was the first kind of question that, and I think what that followed on is, you know, Ben, the stats are pretty interesting. The Bronco shared that only Harvard and Stanford have a higher offer or acceptance to offer ratio in terms of student athletes. So we're going to miss on some, but you know, we love having great kids that we have, but, you know, it was their kind of thing was, why didn't we get those kids?
Did Bronco tell you what that offer to acceptance ratio is exactly?
You know, I sometimes my hearing isn't as good as I ought to be, but I thought he talked about 1.2. I had heard another time, either talking to him or someone else, 1.6. But it's that 1.2. That's what I think he said. But I've also heard 1.6, which is a very tight acceptance to offer ratio.
Were the alumni, were they for the most part positive? Was there a vocal minority there that was maybe a little bit more negative? What was the feeling like in that room? More positive, more negative? Yeah.
I think it was very positive. I think this was my 11th year attending, and this was Bronco's best. I mean, he was really good. He's really, really open to the group, and he was expressive in terms of his feelings. He started out thanking the alumni for all that they had done, went over things that they had been engaged in, and then he laid out, he said, you know, here are the shoulders that we stand on. Only five schools have won more games since Lavelle Edwards. Only 11 since 2005 that we've been. And then he said in bowl games, I think that there was some, you know, there were only seven teams that had won more bowl games since he had been coached. And so he talked about that. But then he really laid it out, Ben, in terms of the challenge that he had and the haves and have-nots, which I'm sure you've talked about on your program before, the power of five. And he just laid it out to the group as frank as I've ever seen him and said, look, you know, if you're a power five, you're getting $20 to $27 million a year. 2 years, that's 40 to 54, 3 years. And he just said, you know, he said, I'm under contract that I can't divulge what we have. We're nowhere near those numbers, you know, and, you know, and we, did talk about the excitement of being considered, us and Notre Dame being considered in that group, and he just said we're trying to play the very best that we can, and part of that reason of playing the very best we can is funds. And he said most of them, he said that they want a 2-1, two at their place and one at ours. And he said, you know, I'm not accepting of that. I will do a friendly field or an intermediate field or something like that, where it's not completely advantageous. Like, I guess would you consider Arrowhead Stadium as mm-hmm. it's close to? But anyway, it's about raising funds, and so he just laid it on the line, and he said, "We need help. We need help in this arena." Relative to the funds, to be able to support the program as we go forward. And then he shifted a little bit, and he talked about, you know, where we're competing right now is we're competing on the quality of people that we have, the coaches and the staff. So he talked about Frank, the strength and conditioning guy that has just come in, we need, as we compete, it's on the talent that we have, the knowledge, the know-how that we have, because right now we're not getting the money. He'd love to get the money that other people have, but we compete at a different level. We compete on the quality of the athletes, and he went into the 3.86 GPA, 29 ACT, all of the requirements that need to play out in terms of being just, you know, in the pool just to start with. So we recruit a different kind of person. We expect more in terms of leadership. And then he went through and went down to coaching staff, and they were all there. This was a time that they were all there, and not every time do we see everybody. We had all of the play, all the coaches, all of the strength and conditioning and you know, the training group. He just went down the line and he said, look, here's Robert and I played here at such and such. Here's Kelly Papinka. Here's, you know, Jason Beck. And he said, these are guys that know the program, know the requirements that we're looking for, know what we're looking for. And so we're competing on knowledge and the quality of talent, both that we have in staff and that, because we don't have the money. Would like to have the money. And he said, that's one reason I pushed to be in one of the programs.
Yeah, definitely. Once you get the money, then you get the power, and then you get the Power 5 status, hopefully, as I think there's a movie out there, maybe Scarface, something like that said that. Paul Gustafson, former offensive lineman for Brigham Young University and an organizational design and behavior guru, author of Running Into the Wind, as well as Team of Leaders, on with us here at Cougar Sports, ESPN 960.
Hey, Paul, this is Darnell Dixon from the Daily Herald. I'm co-hosting with Ben today. And you might have to dumb this down because I'm just a sports writer, but I've always wondered, from your perspective, for somebody who's studied this sort of thing, we always hear from coaches and players after games, sometimes they'll say, you know, we were just flat today. We just didn't have it today. We were, you know, and I always wondered, how does something that really is a singular issue apply to a group dynamic? And maybe you could address that as how Bronco handles that sort of thing. I would imagine it has something to do with leadership, and certainly between Bronco and his captains, it's something they have to work with pretty much every year, every game.
I think that's a great question. I think that, you know, it's similar, like with basketball going on, we talk about people in the zone, right?
You're right.
They're in the zone. They're hot. They're in the zone. And if it's flat, what is it that, you know, we all know, it's like one of these intangibles. We all know when we talk about flat, but then when we describe it, like describing salt, it's a difficult thing to describe, but we all know what it is. Now, you raised a great point, and that was the point about what's the role of leadership play around that. And I think there's flat and there's really flat. Right. And I think I can remember in the early days, and Ben might remember this, that there was a kid that played, Cameron Jensen, who's a general. And I can remember at practice hearing him scream, just scream. scream at guys that weren't performing. And I've also been to practices where when people weren't performing and nobody said anything. You know, nobody took them on. And I think that one of the things that Bronco strives for is this notion of leadership. You know, I talk about it as a team of leaders, not just one leader. But I think that where you would be really concerned, as you were saying, is if you were flat and the leadership, not coaches, but the Ben Priddles, the great guys out there, you know, weren't raising Cain in terms of we're not performing to our standard. And I think, my own conversations with Bronco about this coming season, he is really excited about the leadership. Now, of course, we have the whole summer where they're by themselves. You know, I mean, they're connected with Frank. You know, they are by themselves, that notion of senior leadership. So I love your point. You know, you can be flat, but if you're flat and it's the coaches that are recognizing, that's one thing. But if you're flat and the leadership on the team is recognizing and doing something with it, that's a lot better. So, great question.
Paul,
keep him on the show, Ben.
Yeah, no, Darnell's, see, I ask more like linear questions. He asks more, you know, just complicated, questions that I can't fathom that type of question in my, you know, finite mind here. So I'm going to go more linear here with you here. I'm just going to go straight at you, just a regular old question. From your perspective as a former football player, but also, let's just keep it like that. Former football player, 3-8-5 seasons. Do you think that this is a healthy program?
Well, you know, we were really happy when we were 7-4. I mean, we were back in 1972. We were really happy about that. I don't think that Bronco's satisfied with 8-5. I think, I love that his intensity. Would he say that, I mean, there are two benchmarks. I mean, there's a benchmark that you can look at and you can say, relative to the 125 schools, how many have been 8-5 in that? And you're going to get a certain amount. But if you said to Bronco, is he happy? He's not happy. And so I think that's why you see some of the changes that have happened. I think that's why his intensity in terms of getting connected back to the defense is we're better than that. It's a challenge, of course, and you both know this as well as anybody. The schedule that we have this next year is brutal. And one might say, gosh, if we were 8-5, that's a great, but, you know, he's not thinking 8-5.
Paul, we're up against a break. We appreciate you coming on with us. We look forward to getting you on again this summer because we're going to be talking a lot about BYU football and this tremendous schedule that is ahead of them. Lots to talk about, and appreciate you giving us an update on that alumni Q&A.
Yeah, great to be there. Thanks for letting me on the program.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
There you have it, Paul Gustafson.